guys. Here we are again.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday. That means Friday's with my co-host, Sandy Williams. Sandy, let's get into, you know, the assault on Mar-a-Lago. So some of the things that we are hearing is that Donald Trump had been in conversation with the federal government. They had been in contact with him. They had talked to him about the fact that they knew that there were documents that belonged to the federal government, important documents that he removed, that he should not have removed. They have been aware of this for a long time. Donald Trump began to stonewall the federal government. Let me ask you, Sandy, the federal government, the last time I checked, is bigger than any other former president, right? It's bigger than any one of us. What is the federal government to do? You know, you and I were talking during the break about why they should be careful, the federal government, because they're going to alienate some of the people in this country by doing what they did. The rule of law, tell us about the rule of law.
Obviously, the rule of law requires that it be enforced against everyone, because the way it breaks down, the way it's broken down in all over the world in various countries, is when privileged people, part of their privilege is to not have the law applied against them in the same manner that it's applied against Tom, Dick, and Mary, and where paying money to people is a way to essentially avoid the rule of law being applied to you. I mean, that sounds like awful corruption, but it's a form of corruption that exists in many countries in the world and keeps those countries from experiencing success in the world and success for their people. It's the total breakdown of society, really. And so it's vital that America keep hold of the rule of law. And yet we have a personality like Donald Trump who has been able to secure a huge following of people in this country. I mean, whether he can get elected president or not, again, it ignores the fact that he got over 70 million votes. And when there are surveys run, we find that there are tens of millions of people who are devoted followers of Donald Trump. And so this man has sway over a lot of people, and he's looking for special privilege. And he will constantly put out the battle cry that he is the victim of a political witch hunt every time the rule of law attempts to be applied against him. You know, the tax audit that was pursued against him was a witch hunt. You know, the whole thing, all of the enforcement of laws, January 6th, which the American public watched happen and saw whatever law violations occurred, watched it themselves. And yet he's trying to plead, take victim status. And he's got people who are going to get behind him on that. There are dictators across the world who have risen to power in just the manner that Donald Trump is attempting to rise to power, which is to get a cadre of loyal followers and then to take on the government and to try to make the government illegitimate and to denigrate the government in the eyes of the people in such a manner that his followers want to put him into power in place of the government that they've decided they hate and don't trust. And what is Donald Trump trying to do now? He's trying to make people, his followers, hate and distrust the government. They want to defund the FBI. The FBI is the representative organization that represents in everyone's eyes the way the government enforces its laws. And here you have the president of the United States, the ex-president of the United States, and his followers arguing that the FBI is an illegitimate organization that is only operating out of political motives.
You know, Sandy, when you look at the guy in Cincinnati this morning, or yesterday, who made the threat, actually armed. You know, we've got some people, Sandy, that take Donald Trump for being a guy who really does care about them individually, and that he's out for the best interests of each one of his followers. They really don't know that his followers are nothing more than fodder that he's going to use like anybody else that he can to benefit himself. So the poor soul who you know went to the FBI with this gun, he wouldn't have done that had you not heard Trump and his followers and Fox News and other folk and other conservatives and even other elected officials on a national level, Sandy, saying Donald Trump, this is a witch hunt. You know, what the FBI did was wrong. You know, they wronged Donald Trump. He didn't do anything wrong. If we allow this to happen, they're going to do it to all of us. They did it to a guy like Donald Trump. They'll do it to us. Come on.
Well, you know, it's kind of unbelievable. Actually, these people who follow him kind of blindly, kind of reminds me of the Rastafarians and Haile Selassie.
Yes.
Donald Trump is, you know, his followers ignore the derision that he directed at them early in this campaign when he said, you know, essentially, this is what he said. My followers are so stupid and so loyal that if I shot someone on Fifth Avenue, they would still be following me around. You know, what is that but basically describing his cynicism and his derision for the people who follow him by saying, look, they're senseless. You know, they'll follow me no matter what I say and no matter what I do. And you know what? It appears he's right.
You know, Sandy, the danger in that, the inherent danger in that, is it's not just the average, everyday person. He's got, you know, a national talk show host. He's got elected officials in the Congress and the Senate who will still support him in the face of these kinds of things, Sandy, for heaven's sakes. The man removed sensitive information from that belonged to the federal government, did not belong to him. Very few, if any, other presidents have ever done that. He took it as if it was his own property. What was the government supposed to do, Sandy?
Well, I mean, this is the problem I described, I think, a couple of months ago. The problem is that with when you have an ex-president bringing legal, you know, if you have an ex-president who basically has violated the rule of law, and it requires you to take legal action against him in the same manner, you know, with federal marshals or with the FBI, and with the specter of arrest being the potential, it looks like the same sort of circumstance that happens in countries which are in the nature of banana republics, which are in the nature of a dictatorship who is moving against a dissident. And that's the risk that of electing someone to office who could be as irresponsible and flaunt the law as directly and as obviously as Donald Trump. All of his followers would agree that Donald Trump is different. They would say different. But the ways he's different is that he basically behaves as if none of the rules of society, none of the rules of norm, and none of the rules generally apply to him. And so when someone behaves in a manner that suggests that he doesn't abide by laws, that they're simply inconveniences that don't apply to him, then you put the law keepers in the difficult circumstance between a rock and a hard spot. Do we upset society, at least the portion of it that follows this man, by directing the rule of law and enforcing it against this person, or do we look the other way? And of course, looking the other way is just as destructive to the rule of law as enforcing it.
Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning, Bill. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
I love your discussion, but you guys are everybody has to listen to you people. You just make so much common sense. But here's my point. Trump followers are followers for one reason. He sells fear and they buy fear. A certain portion of our population, about 30%, are fearful people. Other people think for themselves, and then there's another group that's born leaders. They know how to lead. Trump knows that, or these people in his party know that, but they're all co-conspirators to try and destroy democracy in our country. If we move forward, trying to educate, not alienate, and show people how foolish this stuff is, Al Capone didn't think he was a criminal. Trump doesn't think he's a criminal. Bin Laden didn't think he was a criminal. These were all criminals. That's what criminals do. That's why they do what they do. They don't think that law involves them. So moving forward, if you ever want to go and access something, go to YouTube, look at Jordan Kepler interviews Trump voters. Jordan does such a wonderful job of taking what they do, turning it a little bit, and getting them to agree with him that they're basically uninformed. But they don't even know they're saying it. That's people are always worried about these Trump people. Our midterm elections will definitely give us heads up. Is the country turning? Are we turning back to democracy? Thanks, guys.
Hey, Bill, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. You know, Sandy, you know, clearly it's a tough call. But my issue is it shouldn't be a tough call. You've got to follow the law. You cannot allow a certain segment of our population at any given time to somehow feel that they can impact and affect that law. Because if you start capitulating to that group, are you going to do that every time there's another group that pushes back?
Well, no. I mean, I'm not suggesting that you shouldn't do it.
No, I know you're not.
But doing what you need to do because of what Donald Trump has created.
Sandy, hold the thought. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.